rookies have been down here for a couple of days, and you can tell that they've made an effort learning their playbook, and you know, we have a lot less mistakes than we did in the spring, and that's good. You know, if we can be out there and we can play fast, then you know, each guy in our room can help this offense.
Kyle, do you guys expect any big wrinkle changes for the Tigers?
You know, we're always looking to add some stuff, but, you know, we went back last year and looked at things that we did well, and we want to do those more, find different ways to do those. But in terms of adding any crazy wrinkles, I don't think so. You know, you're always looking to add a thing or two, but for the most part, we're just going to try to hone in on what we did well and get better at that.
Kyle, what has you convinced that this is more the 11-win team of 2 years ago, not the 8-win team of last year?
Oh, just the guys in the locker room, the leadership that we have. You know, it trickles down from the ownership to the front office to the head coach to us. And, you know, last year we did some uncharacteristic things at the end of games, and we spent a lot of time this offseason getting back to the 11-win team and, you know, reasons why we won games that year. So I have faith that you know, guys aren't happy with 8-8. That's, you know, some organizations, you know, 8-8 is great. You know, you're 500. But for us and Coach Zimmer, you know, that's not good enough. So he's going to push us every day to be better than we were last year. Efficiency is always one. I mean, you can always be more efficient. And then for us, it'll be take advantage of plays downfield in the receiver room, in our room. If we can hit some big plays downfield, we have a lot of playmakers on offense, a lot of guys in the backfield that can carry the ball and catch the ball in the backfield, and a lot of receivers that can make plays downfield. So when you have to guard the entire field against all of our playmakers, it makes us tough to defend.